from Louisville Public Media.
From Louisville Public Media and PRX, this is The Music Box, sponsored by PNC.
Welcome to The Music Box. I'm Miss Kiana, sitting in for Miss Faith today as we dive into the second half of our exploration of Black American composers. If you missed our last episode, go back and listen to that now. We talked about equity, fairness, and a couple of amazing Black composers, Florence Price and Margaret Bonds. With your help and some excellent dancing, we used our time machine to travel back to 1940s New York, and that's where I've been waiting for you. Not gonna lie, I had a few snacks while I was waiting. Those street pretzels are good! And now, it's time to continue our journey. This time, we're going to stay in New York, but we need to jump up 10 years. Instead of freestyle dancing like last time, I'm gonna need you all to jump with me. Ready?
Ready!
Ready!
Okay, great. Hop with me.
We didn't move.
You're right. Guess we're gonna have to pull out the big hops. Ready? Hop with me 3 times. One more time. Let's hop 5 times this time.
Miss Kiana, I'm getting tired.
Phew, that was close. You guys are super great jumpers. Thanks for helping me get to 1950. Now we're gonna learn about one of my absolute favorite composers, Edward Kennedy Ellington, aka Duke Ellington. He was born in Washington, D.C. in 1899. He earned the nickname Duke because everyone said he walked around like a king. He was very funny and liked to charm his audiences. He has been called the greatest jazz composer and bandleader of all time. Duke led his band for over 50 years, and his musicians are known for their unique way of playing their instruments to sound like voices. Speaking of voices, can you guys help me make some instrument sounds? Like, a muted trumpet sounds like this. Wow, 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 wow. What does your instrument sound like?
Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, good job. Many of Duke's players had unique sounds, just like you do. In 1958, Duke Ellington and his band recorded a piece with several parts, called a suite, that was named Black, Brown, and Beige. He wrote it about Black history in America at the time and said,
"A problem is a chance for you to do your best."
Much like Margaret Bonds and many Black artists, Duke used his music to help heal himself and the people around him. The piece is made up of 3 parts called movements, each one of which tells us about a time in Black history. Black is about the lives of those who were enslaved. Brown is about emancipation and Black men serving in American wars. And Beige is about Black America in the 1950s when he wrote the piece. Duke Ellington was using his music to tell a story. His song Come Sunday from this suite became an anthem for the civil rights movement because it is a prayer for freedom.
Lord, dear Lord of love, God Almighty, God above.
Some people say that Duke Ellington set the tone for something called protest music.
Miss Kiana, what's a protest?
A protest is when a lot of people come together to show others that they've been treated unfairly in some way. Throughout history, protesters have marched, blocked bridges or the street with a crowd, or written songs. There are lots of different ways to protest. Songs like Come Sunday, We Shall Overcome, and A Change Is Gonna Come are all songs written in protest of unfair treatment.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
seems it's time for us to leave the 1950s. Everyone say, bye, Duke.
Bye, Duke.
Bye, Duke.
Bye, Duke.
Let's head back to 2021. But I want to visit a composer who's living there with us. We're going to have to dance super hard to jump over 60 years to our present day. Is everyone ready?
Ready.
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 Okay, let's dance. Wow, that was fast. You all really have the hang of this.
Miss Kiana, this face looks a lot like home.
Look familiar? The composer we're going to talk about is named Valerie Coleman, and she's from right here in our home base, Louisville, Kentucky. She is a composer and flute player who has loved music for as long as she can remember. She even used to pick up sticks in her backyard and pretend they were flutes. When she was a college student, she started a chamber music ensemble called Imani Winds.
Wait. What is chamber music and what does Imani mean?
Awesome questions. Chamber music is music written for small groups of instruments. And the word Imani is the Swahili word for faith. Swahili is a language spoken in Africa. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Valerie started Imani Winds because when she got to college, she noticed she was one of the only black people in the orchestra. So she wanted to create a place where people with the same background could make music together. She said that it was important to be a role model. When you see someone who looks like you doing a really cool job, it helps you see yourself there. It makes you feel like you could do it too, right?
Right.
Exactly. She wanted to empower young musicians and let them know they're capable. The last piece we're going to talk about together is Valerie Coleman's Umoja, or Anthem for Unity. Umoja is the Swahili word for unity. Much like what we talked about with Duke Ellington, Umoja is a call for people to come together. Each part is unique, but supportive of the other. Let's listen together and tell me what you notice.
I hear the flute a little bit, and then all the instruments came together.
Right. Unity means being together, bringing your uniqueness to the table and offering the thing you can do best. Be yourself. Thanks for journeying through time with me today. I hope you learned a little bit about equity and unity. What are some ways you can make sure your friends are treated fairly? What are some ways you can use music to talk about something important to you? We talked about a lot of big themes and big feelings. The next time you have some big feelings, think about trying to channel that into your music. I can't wait to hear what you come up with. There were so many more composers I wish I could have told you about today. If you ever want to borrow my time machine, you can visit some other composers I love, like William Grant Still, Nina Simone, Samuel Coleridge Taylor, Mary Lou Williams, and more. Thank you for all your hard work today. I hope you enjoyed our journey as much as I did. Don't forget to check out all the additional lessons and resources found by clicking on the details of this episode. The fun and learning can keep going even after this episode ends. I'm Miss Kiana, and you've unwrapped another wonderful gift from the Music Box.
The Music Box is a production of Louisville Public Media and PRX with support from PNC. This episode was written by Kiana Dell. Technical direction, editing, and sound design by Tara Anderson. Additional writing from Faith Murphy.
Our executive producer is Daniel Gillum. Special thanks to Kirsten Fallsgraf.
Additional voices include Maya White, Andre White, Izzy Summers, Tristan Summers, Justice Murphy, Redkin Murphy, Sipura Murphy, Amari Tubbs, Meweek White, Jerwan Walter, that's me!
You can get additional teaching materials and all our episodes at musicboxpod.org. You can also find out about how to support the show.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.